Moss is sticking around for a little while because he's going to be writing an article about this movie, Detroit Unleaded. It's going to be at Studio C. And I have, sorry, my, could you move your head a little bit that way? Thank you. I have on the whiteboard there everyone I need to introduce. Roland Ashoff is here, the writer, director, and producer. Leon Toomey is here, the producer and the executive producer. He's both executive producer and producer. That's awesome. And Linda Tomeif is here, the marketing assistant. Very good. So, Rola, let's start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Detroit Unleaded. What is this movie about?
Sure. Well, Detroit Unleaded is my first feature film, and it's about this young kid who inherits his family's gas station in Detroit.
Okay,
his life
makes
sort
sense.
Of takes this left turn, and he's trapped within this job that he doesn't like. And then this girl walks in. She's delivering phone cards for her brother's phone store. And they meet at the Bulletproof Glass, and they begin to date at the gas station.
He inherits the gas station, but it is a gas station, not old school gas station where everybody runs out and talks to you.
Right.
It's like you're in the chamber.
Right, exactly.
Gotcha.
I call it a bulletproof fortress.
It is a bulletproof fortress. It's unfortunate because, in the old days, the gas stations were almost like a barbershop. You'd roll in and everybody would talk about neighborhood gossip, and you'd sit for a few minutes and talk to the dudes. And there's one of those that still exists at 496 and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Uh-huh.
There's a BP at 496 and Penn. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Full service. You can go in there and sit in a chair and pet a dog and talk to folks. And I'm serious. Have a cup of coffee. They're still there. 496 and Pennsylvania Avenue on the south side of 496. Full service. And it's the old school gas station.
Nice.
This is a newer generation, more metropolitan area gas station environment. And so she comes in to sell phone cards.
Yeah.
And they fall in love.
Yeah. It's, it's I call it a slice of life romantic dramedy. And so it really does incorporate all of these things. It's about, finding your own space within an environment that you feel trapped in, and creating your own world with that environment. So, these two kind of young kids are, trapped within, family employment and the responsibilities and the burden of working with your family and stuff. But they also are inspired enough to create their own world within this space.
It's a positive. There's negatives about family business, but the positive is that, they only had to not mess it up.
Right.
It was already right there, right?
Right.
So is it very symbolic when he invites her into his fortress, like when she gets to the other side of the glass?
Right. Exactly.
Is that a big deal?
Yeah, sure. It's
good.
A big deal. And I think it's also a metaphor in the film.
Very much.
For a lot of these, like the glass itself serves as a metaphor. What you brought up earlier about this neighborhood environment where people, there's camaraderie there.
Yes.
The film still explores this dynamic that still exists, but it's done through the bulletproof glass. And so we get to sort of explore that obstruction of the glass. And
gotcha.
How does it influence our relationships with each other on both sides of the glass?
Boy, you filmmakers are so damn bright. You know that, right? I mean, it's so difficult sometimes to sit and imagine what it's like to think up movies. But this sounds fascinating. And, of course, the local angle's huge. Now, let's talk to you for a moment, sir. Introduce yourself to our audience.
Leon Toomey, and I'm producer and executive producer on the film.
Okay.
And this is the first feature film for me. And it's been, it's been a long run, but it's been fun.
When did you meet? How did you two meet?
Oh, it's a really interesting story how we met. our mothers are sisters.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yes, we are first cousins. So, and actually our parents grew up, live in Lansing. And we grew up right next door to each other. So the houses are right next door.
And you guys graduated from Waverly High School?
Correct.
So Waverly High School. Where do you live now?
I live in Diamonddale.
How about you?
I live in Lansing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And yet you've spent some time, obviously, in Detroit.
Yeah. My work is all over. So, but for now, I'm here.
Wow. So you woke up one morning and decided to do a movie?
Years ago, I decided.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long did it take to bring this to fruition?
The entire project was about 9 years from the short, because it started off as a short film.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I released in 2007. So from the concept to the short, to the script, to the feature and the release, it's been a total of about 9 years.
How much of your daily life is taken up by this film up to this point?
Oh, all of my daily life.
Yeah, definitely all of our daily life right now, especially, in the last 2 years.
Okay.
We shot in 2010. It was in August of 2010.
Right.
And so after that, you got post-production, editing.
Takes a lot of time.
Sound, design, all that good stuff. Then we premiered at Toronto in 2012. And and all the details that go along with that, and film festivals, and now we're doing distribution, DVD and VOD and iTunes. It's just a very, very much a daily activity.
Is there, you think it's going to pay for itself?
I hope so.
Yeah, because no. It's obviously a labor of love, and yet you're, you know, there are bills to pay.
Yes, it's definitely a labor of love, but it also has a lot of potential in that it really is, you know, one of the very first Arab American themed films.
Right.
And the very first time we see like Arab Americans in like a young, youthful light, and you know, funny and sexy and hilarious.
Not
and
playing thoughtful. Glaring terrorist types.
Right. Exactly.
I got it. That is tough, isn't it?
Right. And there's a big, you know, there's this big audience for films like this, especially, you know, amongst the Arab American community, but everybody else too.
Well, the non-bigots in the world that want to go see a good movie.
Exactly.
You know, 'cause it sounds like it's just a standalone good movie.
Right, exactly.
It happens to be about, you know, folks that are
right, exactly, yeah.
You know, I mean, I say that because I run into all kinds of people, and then some folks are just, they're still back in the old days and they're thinking.
Absolutely.
And I'm just amazed. I'm like, have you ever been to Dearborn?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven through Dearborn? You know, have you ever seen a billboard, nothing but Arabic? It's like, obviously, guys, I mean, this is part of our world, part of our community right here in Michigan.
Sure.
And they're dense.
Yeah.
So you're also helping anything that helps break down barriers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what the film is about.
Yeah, literally.
Right, literally.
No! but in all seriousness, it does help break down barriers.
Oh, absolutely.
And the stereotypical, you know, there's a brown person behind the glass of the gas station. Ah,
right.
Blah, 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 blah. Must be funding terrorism. Blah, blah, blah. Speak English. Blah, blah, blah. You hear all that redneckery.
Right.
And this takes that on.
Right. Absolutely.
Because it makes everyone human. And once you connect humanly, you can't be as much of a bigot.
Exactly.
You can't do it. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is awesome. And that's what I love most about the film, is that it really presents just characters, you
right.
know, for the audience to connect with. But it's just done through an Arab-American dynamic, which is something that is actually really quite unique. You know, like, we've created our own sort of language in the Detroit area and our own culture that mixes all these elements together.
Right.
And immigration versus, you know, growing up here. So, and there's a lot, and it's also about, you know, finding your own path and, like, self-determination. So a lot of people can identify with that.
That's universal.
Exactly.
You take the language away, it doesn't matter. That's just life.
Exactly.
Human life.
Right.
What an opportunity this film is.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really excited to show it in Lansing, too. I mean, we grew up here. Like, this is a
lot of...
It's
the homecoming.
Yeah, it's the homecoming.
Yeah, it's very exciting to come back to Lansing.
Which one of you guys emailed me? That was you? I want to talk to you for a second. What motivated you to email me? I'm just curious.
Well...
Get in the microphone, though.
We're longtime listeners, and we know
Oh, you're a longtime listener.
Yes.
You're a listener?
Yes.
You're a listener? You're a listener?
Yes.
Not fibbing?
No. Trust me, I grew up with you.
How far back do you guys go? You go back, you said you go back to the Jazz McKay era?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God, that was a while. And you're too young to remember Jazz McKay. But
90s.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I came right after that.
You were a 90s era listener.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I think I've won tickets from you. I think I've gone to Tom Petty because of you.
Awesome. So. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for thanking me. What took you so long? All right, so... So you reached out and said, hey, Tim, Lansing made, let's talk about it.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
I think it's such a great thing to be bringing this movie home. I think Lansing is an exciting place to know that we have this great talent here.
You bet.
Our film was 100% shot in Detroit. All the talent, all of the materials, everything came from Michigan.
That's nice.
So it's a great thing. We've worked really closely with the Michigan Film Office. We've reached out to the Arts Council.
Yes.
We're very much into the groups and making sure that everybody's included. So it's really a group effort.
And that works. That really does. It's extra work to do it right.
Absolutely.
It's extra patience and time, and sometimes it costs you more money to do things right. But you did it right. And the reward, hopefully, is that people will come out in droves to see your film. And when is it showing? Where is it showing? This is very important.
Yes. On Sunday, we have a 6:30 showing, which will have a Q&A where you're going to be able to ask questions to the producer and director.
Yes.
So that's very exciting. And it's also showing today at 3:30.
Today at 3:30.
Absolutely.
Sunday at
6:30.
6:30 at Studio C. Celebration Cinema's beautiful East Side Complex out there with the reclining chairs and the food and the beverage and sadly underattended. We all need to support that more. They're going to change it up on us. But, you know, I don't think it caught on so big in Lansing. Go figure.
It's a beautiful facility. It's amazing.
State of the art. It's one of those times when you get mad about where you're from because, you know, I kick Lansing in the pants sometimes because it's like, look, you got to take care of these things and treasure them or they'll go away. And people think that Lansing has a poor self-image sometimes. Well, this supports that. Mm-hmm. If you can't go support this. Like, people complain, oh, the seats are $3 more. But look what you're getting for $3 more.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, this is a real opportunity. Hang on, we're going to put Jake on. Hey, Jake, sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay.
Little buddy Jake Dunn is here. Good morning. Say hi to the gang from Detroit Unleaded.
Hi, gang from Detroit Unleaded.
Hi, Jake.
Hello.
So what's happening outside?
Well, temperatures are still falling. In fact, we're now down to 1 in Lansing, and our wind chill is down to minus 18. And numbers will level off, and they'll climb back up to about 15 this afternoon. Wind chills, though, will be stuck in that 20 to 25 below range early this morning, and then back to, say, 10 or 15 below this afternoon. But that's only because our temperature climbs. Winds won't be going anywhere. In fact, really through tonight, expect a southwest breeze at 20 to 30 miles per hour, but gusting at times to near 40. And then you factor in light snow, which is on the way by this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow morning. We're talking blowing and drifting snow and, of course, reduced visibility at times. Thus, the winter weather advisory in effect for our listening area through 7 o'clock tomorrow. About 2 inches of snow. Some spots will get 1, others will get 3, but most should be right around 2 for tomorrow morning. We'll see falling temperatures on Saturday. Winds will let go late in the day. Another round of light snow comes in on Sunday. We'll start about 0, we'll climb to 12, and then another chunk of the polar vortex, if you will, comes in early next week. In fact, the air mass should rival the one we had a few weeks ago. So temps in the afternoon, Monday and Tuesday, right around or just above 0, and our nights will be around 10 below or colder, and wind chills on Monday and Tuesday probably back around 30 below or colder. So here we go. Buckle up and ready to ride the Polar Express once again. Again, right now we've got 1 in Lansing. Our wind chill is 18 below.
All aboard!
All aboard the Polar Express. Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Are we thinking about Tom Hanks now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
All right, well, thank you, Jake. I appreciate it so much, the accurate forecasting. I don't appreciate the weather at all.
Yeah,
but thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, okay?
Monday, principals, superintendents, they listen to the show. Listen up. You might consider Monday no schools.
Yeah, I've already kind of put that out there on social media.
Good.
I mean, it will be worse on Monday in terms of wind and wind chill. So, you know, plan ahead.
Thank you.
See ya.
Pardon me. Thank you. Bye-bye. 9 away from 9 o'clock. Let me see. I got a sheet here on Detroit Unleaded. I can't tell you enough times the name of the movie. See, it sticks with you. Detroit Unleaded.
Absolutely. Remember that.
And Rolla, what's it like for your ego to see your name right there? It says Detroit Unleaded. And did I pronounce your name correctly, Nashef?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Detroit Unleaded, a Rolla Nashef film.
Yes.
That sounds very imposing.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Dubai.
That was good.
Did you go to Dubai to be there?
Yeah, I did.
How did that go?
Oh, it was good. It's a very extravagant, you know, country. And
Yeah, they're doing well there.
Yes, they're doing pretty well.
I hear they're doing okay.
Right.
The number of Rolls Royces per capita is pretty high.
Right, exactly.
And let's go the other direction. All right, so we're saying now to the white audiences, the Anglo audiences, European-American audiences, however the hell you want to say it, you know, come and see this. But now how about with Arab Americans and some of the hard line in the Arab culture? I mean, racism swings both ways.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it does. How's it been accepted with Arab audiences?
Oh, it's one of the things I love about the film so much is that it just has this ability to really connect with many different types of people.
Okay, good.
You know, all different ages, races, ethnicities. I think for immigrant, you know, communities, they really, really connect with the film because this is very much a shared culture no matter what country you come from.
Right.
But I also think that, you know, really at its core, the film is about having a crush on somebody and being inspired by that crush. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Or being trapped in a job that you don't like.
Right.
And so it's just, it's really been so nice to see it connect so instantly with many different types of people. And I think people are surprised by it. You know,
right.
They sort of expect something, you know, maybe with like Arab Americans to center around politics or religion or something. But one of the most special things about the film, I think, is that it takes that out completely and you don't even know what religion the characters are.
There is a perception, and if you have enough friends from other countries, you know that it isn't true. But there is a perception that every Arab American is fiercely something. Sometimes they're just chilling and not necessarily interested in anything other than normal life and things. We're not all not all devout religious folks or fanatical or crazy.
Right.
What happened there? What do you suppose defined Arab Americans that way in so many of our regular folk, white folks' minds?
Sure. Oh, I think it's like a clear, you know, I think that the media has lots to do with it. I think that the Arab American image and the way that it's been, you know, the way the Arab Americans have been portrayed has a lot to do with it. You know, people don't really read, you know, they're not going to sit and look at the history of Arab America. They're going to watch a movie to understand other cultures.
And
this is what we do.
Too quickly we'll absorb the wrong idea or misperceptions.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I grew up with Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. I thought that was the coolest book ever. I was like, that's really cool.
Exactly.
You know, at a young age, things were fine.
Yeah.
But what happened?
Right. Well, I think because we've kind of been steered to think like, fanaticism is only in this specific group, but I see a lot more football fanatics than I do like religious fanatics in my lifetime.
Yeah. And then you get some of the crazy snake handlers in the South. It's beautiful.
It's everywhere.
You're really helping.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, you really are. I don't know if it's that simple. You're really helping.
Thank you.
Part of being part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Thank you. Yeah.
And one of our best audiences was in Cleveland.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Great.
It's a very Midwest
Rust
movie
Belt,
as well.
Rust Belt audience,
yeah.
And they liked it. They connected. I got 30 seconds. Studio C, Okemos Meridian Mall. You can see it today at
3:30.
And then?
Sunday at 6:30 with Q&A.
And find out much more. You're looking for Detroit Unleaded. Detroit Unleaded. Is there a website? Very quick.
DetroitUnleaded.com.
All right. Thank you. We'll see you guys on Monday.
Playing through.